A new program called Crash is looking at how to make computers resistant to viruses and malware on their own rather than relying on their operating systems or antivirus software. DARPA Deputy Director Ken Gabriel says the program evolved out of a workshop DARPA sponsored to bring together cybersecurity experts and infectious disease biologists.
Biology starts from the supposition that attackers will get through. Some bacteria or some virus is going to get through. We just deal with it. Biology deals with it. The body doesn't care about how many times it's attacked, right? And you step back and you think about it. Sure, if you all started thinking about how many times bacteria are impinging on your skin or viruses are bouncing off of you, you'd go nuts. There's millions of bacteria attacking you, right? But in fact, it's only the ones that get through.
In biology, some people are unaffected by some bacteria or viruses because of genetic diversity. Gabriel says there's no real reason that future computers can't use the same principle.
15, 20 years ago, transistors and computing performance was precious, and you didn't give up any of it, not a single bit to security. You gave it all to performance. Now, the world is different. We can actually put security in the hardware and make computers have genetic diversity, if you will, individually, but at the operating system level and the management and computer user level, seem identical.
Gabriel spoke at a security forum sponsored by The Atlantic and government executive last week. He says cybersecurity has to be fundamentally rethought because the current software-based methods we use now to fend off attacks won't work forever. That's the conclusion DARPA reached after analyzing how hard security software makers have had to work over the past 20 years to counter threats.
In the 20 years, the number of lines of code in security software has gone from about 10,000 lines of code to about 10 million lines of code. Goes up nearly exponentially. Security software is approaching the complexity of entire operating systems just 10, 5 years back. And then our folks, who call themselves cyberpunks, looked at 9,000 pieces of malware over the last 20 years as well. That was surprisingly constant at about 125 lines of code. So for 125 lines of code of effort, we have to write 10 million lines of code to try to protect against.
But Gabriel says this isn't an argument for throwing out the traditional measures we take on cybersecurity.
Many of the things we were doing are useful, but they're not convergent with the problem. We're never going to catch up, and eventually something's going to give. We'll either run out of money or we just won't be able to keep up. So how do we change the game? How do we get convergent? How do we essentially create surprise for our adversaries in this challenge area?
One other surprise-generating program Gabriel talked about is called Proceed. The goal of that project is to let people who work on encrypted data manipulate it without having to decrypt it first and make the data vulnerable to theft. He says engineers have figured out the basics of how to do it, but the process right now is so inefficient that it doesn't do them much good. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.